And church, this is our prayer for you today, is that you would be formed by peace, that you would be formed by gentleness, that you would be formed by the hope that God wants to invest in you, not simply to be around it. And if you're here in Kanata, you're in a good place, right? If you haven't sensed the Spirit of God moving and flowing through this place already, our worship team absolutely just led us fully before the throne this morning. God is in this place, but his desire is not simply that you would be in proximity to his Spirit, but fully engaged. And that's our prayer for you today, is not that you would be someone who attends Kanata Life Center, not that you would be someone who loosely knows what it is that the Bible says, not that you would be someone who would say, wow, that guy can really preach, but instead that you would truly be engaged. Coming to prayer, engaged in Heart Strong when it's running, engaged in our reading practice, fully embracing not only what it is that takes place on Sunday, but who God has called us to be as a church. See, the best part of community is the people. And Kanata, you are a very special group of people, right? You don't have to elbow anyone beside you right now, right? It's special in all the right ways. This is an incredible way to actually feel and experience what it is that God has called us to be, is to be someone that not only intends here in Kanata, but actually engages. This is an incredible place to serve and to grow. But community, as Pastor Cassie alluded to last week, can also be immensely difficult. See, the best part of community is the people. And the hardest part of the community is the people, right? I don't know what it is, but not everybody thinks the way I do. I don't know. It's just something I've come to understand. Not everybody thinks all of my jokes are funny. I don't know. It's just something I've come to understand. There are Sundays, I know you're not going to believe this because it's not the 9 o'clock, but there are Sundays where I will say something extremely hilarious and the room is silent. And I'm seasoned enough just to feel it in my heart, but keep going, right? And so there are times when we are engaged in community where it is so beautiful. There's times when we're engaged in community where you know, whether you have Christ alive inside you or not, where you know that you are needed and need other people. Then there's other times where you're engaged in community and you wonder, has it ever been easier to just completely let go? Community is hard when loving people becomes difficult. Present can be difficult in community when people start to feel annoying. Vulnerability is hard, especially in places where you've already been hurt. Consistency is hard in places where life becomes busy. The commitment that we so desperately want to have can become so strained when life becomes inconsistent or overly full. Hopeful can be difficult in places and times when trust is broken. It's hard to be humble when you know that you're the one that needs to admit that they're wrong. It can be so hard to be in the room when it is very clear that conflict is now unavoidable. And generosity can become difficult when you're looking at your own circumstances and feeling completely depleted and at the end of your own rope. But I've got news for you this morning. We are not presenting an understanding or a concept of community that is simply full of flowers and balloons and confetti. We are fully embracing here in Kanata and across all of our campuses that relationships are hard, that they're difficult, but they are so worth it. We know that people are complicated. And if you've been in a relationship with just one other person, you know how conflict can be unavoidable. And if you can't find that person who's difficult in your life, spoiler alert, it's you. So we tend to keep things in those situations on a surface level. Community is easy when you only discuss the weather. Community is easy when you only really care and are only motivated by sports. Community is easy when you only say, hey, how are you doing today, without actually intending to find out how they're doing today. But here's the best part. The community that we're talking about this morning and that we've been talking about for 3 weeks, it is different. To its core, it is different. The community that we're discussing, the community that is presented in the Gospels, the community that is presented in the Bible has to be fundamentally different than what it is that you can find outside of Christ. It cannot simply be the same as a local sports team. It cannot be the same as your favorite cribbage group. It cannot be the same as your gym besties, because we are not talking about simply shared interests. The community that we're looking to really dig into and personify is about more than just experiencing moments of joy together. This is about going on the journey, even when it's not a journey that you yourself would have chosen, but knowing that God has asked you to stay. That God has asked you to follow, and that God has asked you to release. See, within the church, we don't create true community through effort alone. Someone said amen. What this means is it's not all on your shoulders. The Holy Spirit must form us into this new kind of people. Church, as we are calling and as you are agreeing this morning and over the last couple of weeks, and you're going to go on that journey again this week to continue to dive into community, be prepared to embrace humility. Be prepared to say, okay, God, I am so invested in the church. It's not really my concern about whether I'm right or if I'm wrong or if things are going the way that I would want them to go. I simply want to know that our community, that our church, that my brothers and sisters are following you and following you alone. Church, within the community that we have, one of the desires is our heart is, God, set in me a spirit of celebration. A spirit of celebration that would celebrate what it is that you're doing in other people's lives, even if I see nothing happening in my own. Oh. See, what happens in that moment is you will start to look fundamentally different than everyone around you. Because it's hard to celebrate when you're praying for the exact same things to happen in your own life and you start to see God moving in the lives of those around you. But this is who it is that we're called to be as a church. One of my favorite things about Life Center, and if you're new here, it's a concept that you really have to wrestle through. See, a lot of people, when they first walk in, they'll see me a couple Sundays after Sunday, and then as we're introducing a new series or as we're stepping into the Christmas season, we'll throw it to the screens and we'll say, and today we're going to join our lead pastor, Pastor Jason, or our lead pastor, Pastor Lori, is going to share with us today. And people will be like, what? Who are they? Aren't you the lead pastor? No, I'm the campus pastor. I say it every week. But one of the most beautiful things about Life Center is that intimately in the foundation of who we are as a church, we care deeply about more than what God is doing just here in Kanata. We already prayed for our life kids in Orleans, right? And we're believing for God to move powerfully in Cornwall. And church, it's so fun as a campus pastor. Every single month, I get to go out to Orleans and sit with Pastor Jason and Pastor Lori and campus pastors, and we get to dream about what God is doing across the city. And we celebrate what God is doing in Orleans and in Kanata and in Cornwall. And right now, we're in this unique season where all of us are saying, I don't know what God is doing, but there is so much to be done. The baptismal tanks are full. The children's classes are packed. God continues to move. And each and every one of us bring our concerns and bring our challenges and bring what it is that we're fighting for as a congregation. And we place it humbly onto the table. And then do you know what we do after that? We begin to say, okay, what is really important? Because not everything can be important all at the same time. So good. It's so good because in a room of over 100 people, what it is that we need to understand is that God's will for this city is of utmost importance. I'm going to say that again. It's so exciting because what it means is that in a room of over 100 people this morning, what we need to remember is that God's will and desire for this city is of utmost importance. And so now it becomes an opportunity for all of us collectively to say, God, show us where it is that we can go, and I will lay my crown down. Church, there is so much that I want to see happen here in Kanata. This past week, because of the grace of God and incredible people like Pastor Gabe and Michael, if you don't know Michael, that's on you. He is an incredible, incredible individual. All the technology that Pastor Reverend Cassie was talking about is not possible without Michael. Pastor Gabe and Michael were here over the last 2 weeks changing all of our lighting, and we have new lighting down the hallways where you can see that we need to be washing our walls, and it's a great opportunity for us. But all of these things are great, and it's just a small fraction of what it is that we want to see God do here. But we have collectively across all of our campuses laid our crowns down because in Cornwall, they only have 2 washrooms for over 200 people. And right now, those washrooms are in the basement of their church. And so we are praying and believing for new washrooms in Cornwall. And church, I'm telling you right now, when they get those washrooms, we're going to celebrate. We're going to lose our minds. We're going to have confetti and balloons because those are our people. Those are our community. And so what God is doing as he continues to break witchcraft in Cornwall, as he continues to sow hope in Cornwall, we here in Kanata, we believe. We believe that God is doing a new thing and that he can rewrite the heart of entire communities. And so right now we have an intrinsic desire to see God move powerfully in Cornwall, to see him continue to defy all the odds in Orleans, and to see him to continue to turn the city of Cornwall upside down by his Spirit and for the name of his Son. And our desire is to see him do elsewhere. May God continue to plant extensions of our church community all over this city, because as much as we care about those 3 areas, I believe that God wants to move across all of the city. And so we pray and we believe for every God-fearing church in this city and beyond, believing that he and he alone is at the seat of power, that he and he alone is deserving of praise. And if they never hear the name Life Center, but they know the name Jesus, we're good. This is what community is about. It's the understanding that God has involved us in something so much greater than what our world wants to champion. Our world wants to champion you. It wants you to champion yourself. How many followers can you get? How big can your bank account get? We have like a trillionaire in this world. For what? Our world desperately wants us to focus on, are you good? Are you okay? Are you comfortable? Are you fighting enough for yourself? How is it that you feel? What are you going through? Well, you need to prioritize you. And Jesus, over and over and over again, as you read through the Bible, will say this: stop. Stop. Read the word. And does it reflect that notion, or does it reflect the heart of a servant? See, Jesus, as he was teaching and ministering with those around him, at one point in Mark chapter 3, his own family came to him and they were desiring to see him. And it says that they came and they were asking, where is Jesus? We want to see him. And this is how he responds. They said, Jesus, your mother and your brothers are here looking for you. He said, who are my mother and my brothers? It's a crazy thing to say. Looking at those sitting in the circle around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, whoever does the will of my Father, they are my brother and sister and mother. What he is saying is, they came to him and say, Jesus, your family's here. And he goes, I know. No, Jesus, your family, they're outside. They want to speak with you. And he says, I am with my family. My family is already present. He's not intentionally trying to diminish who it is that his mother and his brothers are. What he is trying to help people understand theologically is that Jesus changes everything. See, they would have intimately understood that Jesus had been given to Mary and his brothers, and these were his family unit, and the importance of a family unit. Pastor Cassie talked about it last week, that journeying out on your own in ancient times, it would mean death. Excommunication was one of the worst sentences that you could get. And here Jesus was introducing a concept that he would continue to speak over his disciples and over those who would listen over and over and over again. The kingdom of the Lord is for all. If you know my Father, then I am yours and you are mine. Jesus is telling them, listen, I value those individuals that are outside this room, but I also intimately value each of you who are sitting around this place. Church, I want to encourage you. You have been chosen by God. You have been chosen by God, and it happened in the moment in which you responded to his invitation. Community is no longer, through Christ, defined by biology. Community is no longer, by Christ, defined by society or culture or personal preference. It is centered on Jesus alone. Family. Community is everyone in Christ pursuing the will of the Father. And this is the beauty found only in the grace of the Spirit. See, the Apostle Paul continues to share this sentiment to the new church as it was established, as they were living intimately in relationship with each other, but they didn't have all the theology down packed or a full understanding of what was going on, and they were still trying to decide, well, who can belong and who can't. And Paul comes from a very interesting background, as if not for Christ, he wouldn't have belonged. Before the road to Damascus, Paul was hated and despised, feared. In fact, it notes in Acts that when the disciples were told that God wanted them to embrace Paul, they said, no. Like, no, we're not doing that. That guy's the worst. Like, he's honestly the worst. Like, no. Like, we've been teaching people how to run from Paul. Like, we're not going to invite him into this place, right? Like, Paul, like the murderer Paul, like that Paul, like God, you're calling him Paul, but we know him as Saul the Terrible. And the Apostle Paul writes to these churches in his letters, and he continues to encourage them and let them know that if not for Christ, that none of them would be known. And so then in what way can they ever possibly exclude? Listen to these words. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 13. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. To the Galatians, he continues this sentiment. There is no longer any Jew or Greek, slave or free, male and female, since you are all one in Christ Jesus. Paul describes that community is not simply something that we have been born into. There is no one Christian nation. Hallelujah. We believe that there are believers in Canada. We believe that there are believers all over Canada and in the United States. There are segments of believers that right now, even though they are facing extreme persecution, continue to call on the name of Jesus all over Asia and over different Arabic countries. And Paul is sharing this. He says, listen, it's no longer something that you've been born into. Young people this morning, you are not a part of the kingdom of the Lord because God graced you to know him from a young age. Simply being born into a Christian family does not make you a believer. This is adoption. A reminder that each of you are a chosen people. That in the moment that you decided, I believe and I confess that he is Lord, and I repent from all sin, God, and I turn from it and I walk away, God, would you be the master of my life? The moment that you've made that decision and then entered into the waters of baptism, because they go hand in hand, in that moment you have been grafted in. Hallelujah. You have been called son. You have been called daughter. And not simply in the way that we understand it. No, with an eternal declaration that you are once and for all children of the living God, that you are loved completely, that he is desperate for you, and that he has always been calling on your name. And the minute that you've decided to follow Jesus, it then becomes this incredible gift to then give away to whoever it is that is next. For there is no, not one in this city that God is not desperate to call home. And so though we are a chosen people, we are simply first amongst the rest of this city. And we desperately need each other. 1 Corinthians chapter 21, 21 puts it this way. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Or again, the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. In the body of Christ, you are not optional. You are so necessary. We cannot see community as a preference or something that we can simply take if we feel like it's the time. It's not something also that we can simply opt out to when it becomes inconvenient or the easier course of action. So one of my favorite things about the church is that when you chose and when you declared, Kanata Life Center is my home, you weren't just doing so because you thought that the preaching and the worship was good. Maybe initially that's what it was. Or maybe you first came and you put your kids up in Life Kids and they were like, man, that ball guy is hilarious. You're like, perfect. That's what we need. We need our kids to be in love with Jesus. But there is so much more going on here spiritually. In the flesh, we may have made fleshly decisions as to why to call this place home. But church, spiritually, God is doing something unique. Because the church is not this building, amen? And the church are not these programs, amen? The church are each and every one of you. Together, we are Life Center Kanata. Together, we are Life Center when we fully understand that our community is also in Orleans and also in Cornwall. This is what God has called us to. And so when you declared that Kanata Life Center was your community, these are the things that you were agreeing to. That we desperately want to see people grow in Christ. That we are hungry to see the young experience God in an intimate and powerful way. That we will create spaces that are safe and full of peace and full of hope for these young people so that they can extend that invitation to all of those around them where there are so many questions and so many uncertainties in this world. May this place and these people be a place that says, we declare young people are safe here. When you decided to make Kanata Life Center your home, you agreed to engage in a relationship with some of the craziest people that you don't know yet. But crazy in all the right ways, I hope. We believe that reading and understanding and grasping the theology that's found in the Bible is extremely important, but it never trumps love. I'm going to say that again. Here at Life Center Kanata, as you agreed to make this place home, one of the things spiritually that you are agreeing to is that reading and learning the word of the Lord and having a right theology is extremely important, but we will never allow it to supersede love. May the world, may our city know us by how we love one another. And we want to see this reproduced across the city because it's the Spirit of God who forms Christ-like character in us for community. This morning, community is an invitation to be a part of something that is bigger than yourselves and to watch God move in power. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. As we join with the community centered on Christ as the cornerstone, the reminder is this morning that this produces the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. None of these things can be properly formed in isolation. They are all formed singularly in relationships, and it's produced over time, and especially in those moments where the tension of the flesh inevitably stirs up. Church, if you're praying for more peace, God is going to put you in situations where peace can grow. Now, come on. If you're praying, God, I need you to help me in self-control, then he is going to be faithful in reminding you that no weapon formed against you can prosper. And that there will never be a temptation as that is brought before you that God will not see you through, because he is able to do so much more than what it is that you could hope or dream for. To know the word of the Lord, to stand directly in the face of sin and say, I choose the Father. Amen. Come on. I choose the Father. What is it that makes you different? What is it that sets you apart? How can you be in these situations and yet do these other things? Because just as Jesus did, I choose the Father. My relationship with God is immovable. Close. Immovable. There we go. Immovable. Just a couple extra syllables for those that were listening. Self-control grows in relationship, because church, there's going to be times where the enemy is going to come to you and say, you're the only one facing this temptation. You're the only one struggling with this. And then all of a sudden you come out to discipleship night or Life Center College and you realize, wow, I'm so far from being alone. And the enemy's a liar. These are not formed in isolation. It's produced over time, and we cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit by our own effort. It is simply produced by the Spirit or not at all. In our flesh, we can produce happiness, but joy comes from the Lord. Oh, it's so good. John 17, 21. Jesus praying, Father, may they all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. Church, our family, our neighbors, our co-workers, our classmates, don't just hear the gospel. They see it. They see it in how we choose to love each other. Those who are hostile towards Christianity are not convinced by the arguments for Christianity. What they will be convinced by is our love. How we continue to show up even when it's hard. Biblical community is not built by compatibility, but by the Spirit. Hallelujah. God is calling us to be a church where differences don't divide, where people actually need each other, and where love is resilient and not fragile. The kind of community cannot be manufactured. It must be formed by the Spirit. We can't fake this. As we close our focus, but not our commitment to community this week, may you believe this. You were created for community, to be formed through it and by the Spirit, invited to be a people who reveal Jesus to the world. As Jesus rose to be seated at the right hand of the Father, he released his disciples to begin something called the Way, now known as the church. And as you open the book of Acts and read through what really set them apart, it wasn't that they had all their theology worked out. In fact, the church by and large, was so broken that when you read through the book of Ephesians and Philippians and the letters that Paul wrote to the church, there's a lot going on. Come on. But the church continued to grow. And it moved in power, and more were baptized, and more came to faith. As the church worked out their understanding of the Trinity, as their church worked out their understanding of what it truly meant to look like Jesus, it was the core of love at the heart of it all that challenged the Romans of the time, that challenged all of the surrounding Gentile nations to take a look and ask themselves, who is this Jesus that would produce disciples that look like that? Church, our city, our country, our world desperately need Jesus. And the way that God has intended to share the gospel is through you and I and how we love one another. And so here in Kanata, first off, we say thank you. Thank you for agreeing to love one another. Thank you for praying for our kids. Thank you every single time you cheer for those junior highs as they go out. May it never grow tiresome for our community to make them feel so awkward as they walk out, but may they know that they're loved. And if you're here today, and you're not just in a position where God has called you to face something on your own, but you truly feel alone, dive in. Dive in. Dig deep into the community that God has called you not to attend with on Sundays, but to be a part of every single day. Join Life Center College. Come to Discipleship Night on Wednesdays. Join and be a part of a team. Dive in. I was saying to someone this past month, wasn't this past week, it's a couple weeks ago now. He's in my office and I was encouraging him to come to pre-service prayer. I said, you know, it's not just that I want you to know the names of the people that you sit with every Sunday. It's also that you are worthy to be known as well. Church, you are worthy to be known for what it is that you're truly going through. What it is that the enemy is truly trying to break in you. May God restore, may he solidify, and may he build up. On Sundays when you come in, because of your engagement, not looking for what can the church offer and all these things, or trying to find your own direction and what needs to happen, we desperately need each and every one of you and your gifts to follow after what it is that God is doing. But may you get a high five at the door. Before you leave each and every Sunday, may someone call you by name because you have engaged deeper than simply attending. Attending will not change your life. Community will. And it's going to be hard. Because people are going to say things where you're like, whoo-hoo-hoo, don't agree with that. But you can love them anyway. And there's going to be times where people share what it is that's happened and you're going to need God to help you. God, would you forgive my trespasses as I continue to stand with others as they confess their own? May we be followers of Christ. The disciples, as they were fighting over who was the greatest, turned at the Passover celebration to see Jesus on one knee with a washing cloth and a washing basin. And while everyone else was arguing about what they wanted and their own feelings, Jesus got down and reminded us that we have been called to serve. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for each and every person here this morning. God, thank you for the challenge of community. God, it would be so much easier if you just called like one person to come and be simply amazing and draw people to you and we could just watch. But this is why you called your son home. that your intention has always been that your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray. And in the midst of that humility, God, that your name would be raised up. And so, Lord, I pray for this community that each and every person, God, would they be known by you and then known by each other. And God, as we hear and learn about what each other is going through, God, may we fight desperately to the best of our ability to meet the needs of one another so that our world and our city can see what love truly looks like. Thank you for the generosity of this church. Thank you for the giftings that you've placed here. But God, I know that this is only the beginning. May we be practitioners of community, not satisfied with being in proximity. For God, our desire here is that you would be known. Thank you, Jesus, for all the lives that have been drastically changed by you. For those in this room that are hungry for more, God, would you meet with them today? And for those in this room and outside of these walls that don't know you yet, God, make a way. Make a way that they also would be called sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we ask this morning, in all humility, God, would you do what only you can do? In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.